affect your life. Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV. Radio Free Gap brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle with something of a faux Dan this week, but it was a great show. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, better faux Dan than no Dan.
Just a little bit after 5 o'clock, and now it's time for CITR's fantastic British music show, Chips with Everything, and we have 1 hour of British songs and hits and chat.
Yeah.
We couldn't get an English person to come to the show this week.
Yeah, but we will.
God, we tried.
We'll be slicing the nut loaf and thin and slathering it with gravy.
And we've got new and old material. It's going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a little something from Iceland?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Did you want something from Iceland?
Well, if by Iceland I meant England.
Oh, I see. In that case, yeah.
All right.
Definitely plenty of Icelandic music.
And, I don't know, some comments about, the fact that it's the first day of summer.
It's true.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
we'll,
yesterday
some
was
comments,
the solstice.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll find out what you foot people have been doing with your mud-covered, drug-infested bodies after a... You know, kissing the sun. I don't know what the hell you do.
Whether or not we're finding out what you're doing, we'll be talking about what we were doing.
Yeah, it's much more important.
We're doing so right now. We're just doing some time trials on our bikes.
And get out there. Yeah, there's everybody's out there. We were actually doing one thing while talking about another outdoor thing. So
I know, it's amazing.
While overhearing, trying to get information from other people talking about their outdoor shit for
it's,
next time.
It's amazing what you can accomplish in the summertime.
bit like a panda, so I can go down to the mosh pit and have a fight.
We'll be right back.
Well, there's tons of brilliant songs on this album. Ark, won by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. That song is called Get Ready to Fly. And yeah. one of the good albums of this year, I think.
Really? How did you find that? Because that's Get Ready to Fly, it's perfect. I could listen to that doing like three different things.
And Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve is this band that features Errol Alkin, or whatever his name is. He's a moderately popular DJ, remixer, and producer.
Yeah.
And he's in that band.
Where's he out of? You know?
They're from London.
Oh, okay.
And he formed, going way back, a nightclub called Trash, which, the early years of this millennium.
Right.
Was quite popular. And then he did a bunch of remixes for lots of great acts. Daft Punk, The Mystery Jets, Hot Chip, The Chemical Brothers, Alter Ego, Interpol. It just goes on and on, actually.
Wow.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, The Sisters. Basically everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody who anybody gives a shit about in the last 3 years.
That would be a hell of a pillow fight, eh?
Oh, yeah. Before that, it was...
MC Devo
with Mosh Mosh.
I loved that. So that's definitely one for the MP3 player. I love the, just simply because then I could hear all the lyrics.
I know, we should try and learn all the words and then we can, sing it in the pub.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's hilarious. That's great. And those guys are, he anyways, from Yorkshire, right? That's what you're telling me?
I guess he is. His album is called From Yorkshire to New York.
Right.
By MC Devo and Shady Piers, who I think is his DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the persona of this particular rapper is like a kind of crack addled, semi homeless,
chip eating yob.
He's a yob.
He's a yob.
And he's foul mouthed, he's always high.
Right.
Most of his songs are to do with being, tripping on acid, and taking tons of E for comic effect.
Oh, that's all right.
With hilarious consequences.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's better than a band or a guy whose persona is all about bad hitchhiking trips he's been on.
Oh, yeah, I hate that guy.
Oh, Christ. Oh, yeah. And then, I came along, waited a long time in Victoria. Beautiful stuff.
And we opened the show with an old number called A Gigantic Raft in the Philippines by It's Immaterial. And that song was a hit in the UK in 1982. Did you recognize that one?
Like you said, that was a long, long time ago.
I know.
That was 19 minutes ago,
It's true. How was Father's Day for you? You're a dad, aren't you, still?
I am. So far, so good. It started on the sofa. I was a bit stressed about...
Because your daughter's staying with you?
Yeah, yeah,
did you give up your bed?
No. Because we've got one of those inflatables.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's way better than a pull-out bed. Way, way better.
So just trouble at home, then. That's why you were on the sofa.
Because we were sitting down. What were we doing? Oh, yeah. I was filling out my online EI reporting service form on my laptop.
Go on.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was running low. So you have to... You fill out the form. And nowadays, it's online. So you fill it out. And bang, the money shows up in your account like in 2 days. No, yes, no.
Hooray for Thatcher's Canada.
Yeah, it's good.
For me, it was, we went out for breakfast. I don't really like restaurants. I can't stand waiting. So we just went to Starbucks. I had a biscotti Benny with a side of scone and a couple of coffees.
Not bad. They do a beautiful dried up breakfast sandwich there.
Do they?
Yeah.
I should get that sometime.
And if you get it right early in the morning, they're actually not dried up.
How about now they've opened Tim Hortons on the drive, eh? There's a couple of benefits to that.
Yeah.
Kevin Potvin probably had a heart attack, so it ridded the world of people like him.
Yeah, but he'd already given up his storefront magpie, right?
Here's a great summer number. Cool in the Pool by Holger Kazuki. On the dancing spot.
Hot. Oh, is it hot? Wow. Then let's get cool. In the pool. Oh, let's get cool.
Then let's get cool in the pool. Oh, let's get cool.
before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight. We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
On CITR 101.9 FM. That was a track off of the most recent Half Man Half Biscuit album, which has been out for almost a year, but I only just got it this week, finally. The song's called Petty Sessions, and lots of good songs on that. Probably play them in the future.
Yeah, great title. Great band.
CSI Ambleside. Yeah, it's got a wicked cover, too. Check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
It is. So, as promised, you know, I said we slice it thin, but no, the nut loaf of British music is coming in thick. I think you're mixing it up great. I just, good. The crazy, beautiful, it was it funk? I don't know, that summer tune. What was that one called?
Cool in the Pool by Holger Gzuke, who, you know, you probably know he was the co-founder of the band Can, a German band, you know, not really in the... I broke the rules.
Yeah.
This is the British Music Show, but you know what? It's the first day of summer.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd spin my current favorite summer jam.
And, you know, and what says summer more than worrying about Germans coming along, getting up before you and taking over the sunbeds?
Oh, yeah, that old classic.
You know, and that's a very British concern. So I think you're within your bounds.
Strictly speaking, though, he was born in 1939. That means he's 71 now. Of course, that record was from 79, the tail end of the disc. Disco era,
first
when even
year.
50-year-olds were making disco records.
But he was year of World War II, man. He was born when Hitler was starting the party.
He's from the free city of Danzig.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Gdansk.
No
so
way.
Actually wrong.
Wait, that makes him a Pole.
Yeah, you know, he was actually a student of Karlheinz Stockhausen.
Who used to stock houses.
And
Is that right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, pack houses. He used to pack houses.
He founded Can in 68. But there he was making a cool disco records for the world to enjoy by the late 70s.
So I'm not sure if you do, but I sure have some advice for people this summer. It's mostly just listen to music like this.
It's 26 minutes before 6 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM. It's Chips with Everything.
Yeah, where we are hoping to keep you vibed up because funny timing, first day of summer after we've had all this early summer, it's been kind of damp, but...
I was up at sunrise yesterday.
Yeah.
Not particularly anything to do with the solstice, but I did do that.
Yeah, that's not bad, man.
And then I went to see this solstice choir last night. I didn't even mention any of this.
Tell us about this choir.
12 people, obviously, because you know the whole choir is based around the
zodiac.
The zodiac.
What? Oh man, I was all set to rant my ass off about people who think that EI is the same as welfare and get really pissed off. I might go off on this instead.
And then a repertoire of codal numbers that are in some way related to the zodiac and earth signs, I guess.
Shit.
Mostly tenuous links. I mean,
are you an earth sign?
They did. No, I'm not. They did. You know, Fields of Gold by Sting. And gave it a justification, something to do with the field is full of earth, and the current horoscope, whatever it is an earth sign.
I don't know, man. I have a problem with that. So, okay, I guess the most important question is, were the lyrics good, and how were they at singing?
It was actually not bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It made me feel centered.
Wow.
And I was in the front row.
Well, I'm free again.
Jed and Sonia. Sonia was on the
Why did you choose her name?
it's not too much of an exciting story. there was this band I was in. I was just jamming. Yeah, you know, kind of learning. We need to know quick because we had to get a gig. And there was a picture, a piece of the New York magazine stuck to the wall in the restaurant. It says, we used to give it loads of. Yeah, it was. I think you gotta get it.
And just saying nonsense.
Oh, when are we gonna have these parties though?
We need parties!
What do you sing?
Sing?
Yeah.
Why do you sing? It's just something that I've always wanted to do. Yeah. One of the things I've because it's a completely different thing what we're doing.
What are you doing then?
Oh, well, you just have to flip it over.
Summer. It is summer.
Summer. Sizzle.
That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a B-side of theirs, where they went all cool on something fairly mundane. I think that was a B-side to Two Tribes.
Yeah.
But who can tell?
Well, I can tell you this much, man, that the weather is far from looking delightful.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's something we've got to talk about. We've got to talk about the weather.
I know.
So what I'm going to suggest that you do about it, folks, is don't put on sunscreen, but don't put on a raincoat, all right? That's basically the weather. It's going to be so-so for a few days, and then come, I think it's Thursday, it's going to pick up.
Well, to be more precise...
if you want, yeah.
In Vancouver right now, conditions cloudy, it's 17.9 outside, and dew point 7.1 degrees centigrade. It's actually quite windy. Coming in from the southwest.
Southwest.
That's the shipping forecast.
That's from Arizona. So you might get a... No. Southwest. Santa... That's New Mexico. So you might get a bit of a smell of pottery and Tex-Mex. I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, artistically inclined retirees.
That's what it is. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They definitely have a smell.
Yeah, it's going to be
not yoga.
It won't be patchouli. It'll be the smell of yoga.
Okay, tomorrow it's going to be cloudy, clearing up late in the day, and hopefully it'll be decent sunset for a Monday night.
You know what that means. Oh, yeah.
On the beach. This song on the beach with us. Okay, in 60 minutes time, it will be time for CITR's programming for the queers.
The transgender.
And all of those friends and accomplices of those types.
Yep.
Queer FM with Heather, 6 to 8 at 8 o'clock. Rhythms India with Anoop. And at 9 o'clock, supposed to be Maxwell. A little bird told me that he's got somebody filling in from him who's super hot.
I wonder how much fun Maxwell's having instead of being here tonight, eh?
Oh, I know.
Because he has so much fun and makes so much joy for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I'm going to sure go to the Bo Kong and throw down a whole bunch of shiitake.
And then
get home in time on the bicycle for Maxwell.
Yeah, well, he's not on tonight.
It's ridiculous.
He has a mystery special guest DJ that's going to be absolutely top hole.
Yeah.
Spinning funky vibes. And at 10 o'clock, it's Smiley Mike's Psych Trance. Winding.
Yeah.
Takes us through till midnight. This is another track off of Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. See what I mean? One of the contenders for albums of the year for sure.
Over the top and loving the view, man.
But,
wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you dig this one?
Yeah.
Okay, you go out and buy that from a shop.
Well, wait, what? Hello, is that the 21st century here knocking at the door?
I know, really. But he has a shout out for Tuesday night at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew WK and Nardwar, the Human Serviettes, fantastic band. One of them, I guess.
Yeah.
His principal act, The Evaporators.
Yes.
And it's an early show, I believe. They're doing a 4 o'clock show at Neptune Records.
Mm.
And I think it's around about... Actually, I think it starts at 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Wow.
I think doors at 8, maybe show at 9.
Yeah, consult with your
get
local.
Get down there. That's going to be wicked, man.
Yeah.
Andrew WK is a riot.
You know what I don't...
Nardwar's a riot.
Yeah.
When two riots meet, hopefully it won't be like, wave interference, that when two riots meet, then it just kind of cancel each other out and it becomes just calm.
No, I think if you do like an anagram of riot times two, it spells something nice.
I'm going to go there.
What, to trying to spell riot two times twice or to the Biltmore?
To the Biltmore Cabaret.
Okay. Oh, good.
Which, as everybody knows, is up there at 12th and Kingsway.
I won't be able to. You know why?
No, I don't, actually.
I know.
I have absolutely no idea why you're not going to be there.
Irony.
Can't you see? To think I once believed that everyone could see. I didn't realize that you would disagree. There must be thousands who would look at you. The things you do and tell you that you're wrong. Why can't you see? What you think? You took away our fun. It's in the smile. What a long, long while. It's just a plan of yours. It's just a modern goal. Now well done. Well done. Took away our fun. I don't lie to criticize. You think you're right. I realize. Well, I know there must be a thousand. Can't you see? Yeah, now look at what you've done. You took away our fun. It's in the smile. What a long, long while. It's just a plan of yours. It's just the bottom door. Now well done. Well done. Took away our fun. Now look at what you've done. You took away our fun. It's in the smile. What a long, long while. It's just a plan of yours.
It's 7 minutes to six, CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Quads from 1979, and they were from Birmingham, England. So I guess I'm obligated to dedicate that to our buddy from Birmingham.
Eddie.
Oh, gee. And this band, not too successful. They had one hit single, which was that one, which spent 1 week in the charts and reached number 66.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's a good number, though.
No. I wonder what's... You know, there got to be some pretty hokey records in those 65 that beat you that week.
Mm.
Still, that's one more hit in the UK than we've ever had.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So they did five singles.
Yeah, but
no
Quentin,
albums.
Yeah, but Quentin, as a couple of, you know, semi-professional strudel bakers, we're not going to have a good chance of making it to the top of the charts, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. That's all.
Prior to that, the Bicycles from Oh No, It's Love, I'll Wait For You, mm-hmm. and that's
well, it had,
that's
it,
all we played since it had last the word, time we were here.
It had the word bicycle in it.
It did. Those are some plucky young Canucks.
Oh, are they?
Much loved by all.
Good. I just got to say one thing. I'm a bit disappointed by some guy named Kaiser. He actually had Kaiser in his name, and he's from Port Coquitlam, my, not alma mater, what do you call it, my hometown. And in there, it was unreal. He wrote in to some paper or something saying that he hadn't been downtown for a while and he was going the Broad Street Bridge, saw a bunch of bicycles. I didn't know there was so much poverty in this city.
This is a guy you know?
No, it's a guy who wrote in. I don't know. I just saw his name and it said Port Coquitlam. His name was like Kaiser Rodolf. Wasn't that.
So
it was something Kaiser.
Him. So he's trolling the bike community.
Yeah.
Of Vancouver, quite successfully.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you see this? Was this on Craigslist, Rants and Raves?
I hope so. But I rarely go there to that whole Craigslist, that side of Craigslist, ever since Flash Fridays went away.
I mean, ever since you stopped working in an office on a computer, there's no need to kill time in that manner.
Well, there is that. Although
I know how it is.
I went to buy stuff on Craigslist recently, and it was a beautiful, beautiful place. Pure capitalism. Are you the guy who loves Craigslist because of pure capitalism? Is it
no,
you?
No, that's not me.
There's
no.
Somebody who does. Yeah, anyway.
Definitely not me.
That's what it is. Oh, I know who it is. My friend Oren. You know Oren.
No.
He's a keen student.
Is he skeptical of bike free days because it's an indulgent display of capitalism?
What? Really?
Car free days? Okay. Well, first of all, you got to drive there.
Right, to get there.
Thousands of people drive to the car-free days. Mm-hmm. Say the person who we can't remember who extols this viewpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you get there, it's, hyper-heightened celebration of capitalism and junk food.
Yes, and beer, and not much else, really. I don't get the car-free days. I think they, having seen them, they suck. And I'll tell you why. They don't go far enough.
Oh, you think it should be people-free?
Oh, I like that. No, that's not bad, actually.
People-free day on Commercial Drive would be bliss.
Oh, God. No, I was thinking instead of car-free day, where you take just one block down or one strip down, throw the whole city. Car-free day, right? It's like buy nothing day.
No cars allowed at all. No cars go out.
It's like Christmas Day.
Few tourists or out-of-towners that venture in a car, they immediately get ticketed.
Yeah. Of course.
That pays for the whole thing.
I like that. No, but really, why not just shut down the whole city limits? That's all.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, on a Sunday. Who's this?
I don't know.
It's good.
In the next studio.
It's good if what you need to do, if what you're trying to do is clean wax without using a syringe out of your ear.
People that frequent that well-known shop, the Thuggity downtown, will recognize this as being the band that lives next door to them.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, this band is known far and wide as cheaply rented rehearsal space.
To be honest, this is a flipper from an album which came out, I guess, 60... No, wait, this must have been 87 or something.
Okay, so since it's causing me pain, why are you playing them? I don't get it.
You asked for the Butthole Surfers.
No. I asked for E's So Good, and then I asked for that song where it goes, and son, when you see your mother, tell her, Satan.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was Shaman.
That was, no, you know what? That I now remember what you're talking about. That's Satan by Underworld.
Is it by Underworld?
Yeah. But it samples the Butthole Surfers there, hence their confusion.
Ah, yeah.
But we're going to let Flipper play us out because they're the next noisiest band.
All right, kids. So next week, DJ Kraz, and then 2 weeks again, here we are.
It'll be us. So, take a chillax pill and have a good night.
And just one other thing, I want to do a quick final shout out to Amanda and Caitlin, who are coming from far away to visit.